Next is the PNB report. Julie, you want to lead off? Julie?
Not entirely sure what to share. I'm trying to, you know, like walk a line in terms of like consistency between what we're talking about in open session and closed session. Stuff that's going on in front of the PNB right now. I think Eileen could say a little bit about this, but the FY21 audit is complete. There will be a PNB meeting tomorrow night to talk about the FY21 audit. I think the thing that's clear that a lot of people don't understand necessarily about audits is independent auditors do your audit. And, you know, so you don't, you know, the board doesn't approve the audit per se, but accepts the audit really. So at any rate, it'll be submitted. So will the 990 form, which is our tax form submitted to the California Equalization Board. Since we're one California nonprofit, that's sometimes something that listeners aren't completely aware of, is that PFW isn't its own nonprofit. We're part of the Pacifica Foundation. So that's who files the taxes and that's whose audit it is. Other things that are going on. We've been getting accounting services from NETA, which stands for something like the National Educational Telecommunications Association. But NETA, it's basically a nonprofit accounting firm that does accounting service and HR services for a number of nonprofits engaged in community radio and TV. And they've been under contract to Pacifica, and they have expressed their desire not to renew the contract with us at the end of this fiscal year, which ends in September 30th. And so now what the board is looking to do is, you know, actively figure out what we're going to do in terms of replacing the services that NETA provided for us, which, as I mentioned, was, you know, some accounting, as well as, assistant. They are not our auditors, but they assist with the audit, and then also do some HR function for, Pacifica as a whole. And in effect, these are things that the individual stations as units don't have to worry about. Like, you know, PFW doesn't have its own payroll provider. We ship the money to the national office, and the national office has, you know, a payroll provider, and that's how our paid staff get paid, right? You know, takes care of all the good stuff that happens with payroll, like withholding of taxes, et cetera, and making sure that the money gets to the right place. So we have to replace NETA. One of the things that is true, because, even though WPFW has been largely making its central service payments, at least we were, up until, I think this month, and I'm not entirely sure whether we've made the central service payment yet or not, but we were one of the units most consistently making central service payments. The national office also carries the commercial business insurance that, you know, every commercial business needs to carry. And we might be a nonprofit, but we still need insurance. And so, you know, the national office pays for our insurance, and when other units aren't making their central service payments, then that makes it very difficult for the national office to fully fund. And so, our cash reserves are dwindling because, and I'm talking not about PFW, I'm talking about Pacific as a whole. our cash reserves are dwindling because there are a bunch of other stations that are not making their central service payments. And that's one of the things I think, you know, we have to be clear about. You know, I appreciate thinking outside of the box in terms of expanding how we get revenue at WPFW, right? But I also think we need to make sure that we continue to raise revenue through our fund drives until we're able to replace that revenue with, you know, revenue from other sources, because it's what pays our bills, right? One of the problems is that this should have been an election year for LSB delegates, and the national office doesn't have the money to pay for an election. It costs, you know, something on the order of $100,000 to run elections across the whole of Pacifica, delegate elections, and the national office really just doesn't have the money to do that. And, you know, we also don't have the ability to borrow money from obvious ready sources like, you know, the PPP program and the EIDL program, you know, things that happened because of the pandemic. You know, we've exhausted our ability to borrow from those kinds of situations. And so now we're having to, you know, kind of find other ways. And so there are people on the LSB delegates, myself included, who will, can't run again. And, you know, my term will expire. And unless we do something, to raise money to pay for an election, there will be delegates like myself who go away. Our terms will be up, and so we haven't quite grappled exactly with how to handle that situation, so that, you know, people like me whose term expired could be replaced by the end of this year. So, frankly, I don't have any good ideas there. I don't know. Maybe Vanessa, would like to add some more.
Excuse me. Hold on just a second. I would just like to suggest, for those who are, considering the, election scenarios that, possibly that people, like myself, frankly, who were elected the first time in 2019 would be eligible for a second 3-year term, that those people, if they so choose, are allowed to carry over for one additional year until there is an election. And you're right, I think that people who've completed their 6 years service probably should step down, which is going to leave a talent vacuum. But that's my thought at the moment. I'm sorry, Vanessa.
That's okay. No, Julie gave a very good summary, and there is quite the debate and really the battle over how to deal with this situation. And so this presents an opportunity for me to particularly thank Minerva and Violetta for being on the elections committee. Their voices and their votes are very, very much appreciated. The debate comes down primarily to two trains of thought. One is what I will describe as the New Day contingent that wants to have an election do or die, no matter the damage, no matter how many other bills are due, no matter whether staff can be paid at stations, no matter what, have an election, have a special fundraiser, just to have an election. I presume they anticipate victory or something to that effect. But that's the one train of thought is we don't have the money, so let's raise the money just for an election so we can have one, no matter how much damage it does overall. The other train of thought is to do what we've done in years past, which is to, I don't know the correct word, delay, postpone, have the election at a later time, when it can be afforded. We can work towards affording it rather than try to force fit an election into a year where clearly it cannot be afforded. So we're still trying to work out the details in terms of what that would look like. I know on this LSB. It has occurred in years past that terms have been extended. I know I was previously on the LSB. My term was extended for the same reason. An election could not be held for what presumably financial reasons. So we're still trying to figure it out. And again, you know, that leads me to express appreciation for the LSB members who participate on that extremely important committee and lend their voice and vote to those discussions.
Yes, Chair. Yes, this is Donna. I attended the programming. I'm on the programming committee for the PNB, and an interesting issue is being discussed there. There's a motion that's being discussed about to establish a pilot program for a restricted form of corporate-free underwriting at all Pacifica stations wishing to opt into the program for a 12-month trial period. So that's being discussed on this. Well, that's on the Strategic Planning Committee. And on the Programming Committee, the thing that's come up that we're discussing is that all the stations would like to have a national news program once a week. And they're asking, it hasn't been decided yet, but the proposal is that each station would provide 7 minutes for seven minutes per station for this 1 hour a week Pacifica broadcast. It would include the archives and the affiliates as well. And so, the GM would be responsible for providing seven minutes of edited. It could be public affairs. It could be news or public affairs, especially if it's of an interest, national interest for all stations, has national impact. And so that's an exciting and interesting proposal that's being discussed right now. And I realize we are really stretched to the limit in terms of our staff, but, you know, they would be, I asked if they would be, if they would, you know, well, basically it would be things that were, I'm sorry, segments or snippets from segments that were already aired and then pulled together into an edited 7 minute, piece. And each station would do that. And the problem right now is they need a coordinator to pull all of those segments together from each of the stations, from the affiliates and from, the archives to be able to do that. But anyway, that's what came out of that committee. So that's all I wanted to add.
Okay. Donna, quick question. You talk mm-hmm. about corporate free underwriting. Mm-hmm. Would that be, non-profits?
They said that their partners in underwriting would be non-profit organizations whose missions are aligned with ours. Also, okay. Businesses, public interest, and cultural institutions.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Any other PNB news to share? Kathleen.
Yes, thank you. I would only make a comment that, of course, Pacifica is late to the game. I believe the Houston radio station many years ago was already doing the corporate underwriting with nonprofits and et cetera, the same way that WAMU and others have done. So this is really, you know, something fantastically overdue and a bit on the late side for Pacifica. The other thing that I'd note, we already run Democracy Now!, WPFW, again, ahead of the game. We're already announcing news on the hour with WBAI. So really, you know, once again, Pacifica is lagging way behind. Thank you.
Okay. If there are no other questions or PNB comments, we will hear... we've got 9 minutes to begin the program committee report. Donna?
Sorry, I was muted. I don't know that I don't have a report today. Ellen, I think I sent a written report because we didn't have a quorum the last time we met. But we just talked with each other about the things that we're working on. Couple of projects that we're working on, and we haven't made tremendous progress yet, but we did not have a quorum, so I don't have an official report this time.
Okay. Does anyone have any Questions for the program committee? Suggestions? Oh, I'm sorry, there was a hand. Is that, Adele, was that you?
I just wanted to say that, in the interest of transparency, that I had been on the programming committee, the Pacifica programming committee, and I withdrew last week because I just can't make the Saturday meetings dependably enough. But in terms of this idea for this show, when I came into the programming committee meeting, they were talking about a whole lot of pie in the sky of like doing an original, national news show, which like, given the situation at Pacifica seemed absurd and all kinds of stuff like that. So I suggested that this would be a way to have a national show, if it was absolutely, you know, a goal that was really, you know, people felt was necessary, and that that I thought the only way it could be done sustainably was to draw on the resources of the affiliates and do these kinds of, you know, do an edited national show. But I do think it should include a cultural segment always as well, because if you're trying to make a brand, you know, you need that. But anyway, I'm out of it now. I did want to take credit for the suggestion, though I don't know that that even this is sustainable, because who's going to pull it all together and make it smooth and pretty every week, you know?
That's the question.
Yep.
Well, thank you. And I think it's a good idea. So thanks for that. Sure. Is there someone here who can talk to us about the LSB show?
I'm Thomas Blanton. How are you doing?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
Okay, so who's not going to host this show on the Friday, June 26th at 11 o'clock? Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, August 26th.
He's not available. It's personal family business. But he's online now, so he can speak for himself.
Yeah, August the 26th, I won't be able to do the show. The co-host, Thomas Blanton, will be hosting. I will do the agenda, for the show, and, hopefully it's be successful.
Do you have any thoughts about, a theme or a guest?
We have a board member that I wish they're going to interview.
Not at this point.
Go ahead.
Point of information, if I may.
Yeah, we have one board member left, new board member.
Vanessa?
No, I'm trying to make a suggestion, and I'm trying to figure out how to do it. I was going to suggest, if she's not done already, Marsha Coleman Adebayo, with the work that she's doing with the cemeteries, the black cemeteries. So I'm just throwing that out there as an idea. I certainly haven't asked Marsha, but all the board members are fascinating, but she's engaged in this very, very, very interesting project.
Marsha?
I didn't hear everything that was said. Somehow something was faded out when she was talking. What is the fascination? What is it we're talking about?
Well, if Marshall, she can identify it. Vanessa was suggesting that Marsha Coleman Adebayo would be an interesting guest on the LSB show because of her work with the Moses Cemetery.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm available. So Thomas, you and I can definitely talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem.
I wanted to continue the focus on police misconduct. Sabu, you trying to speak?
Hi, Thomas. Thomas has the floor right now. Go ahead, Thomas.
Okay. I wanted to continue.
I was just saying, what
Thomas has the floor right now. Thomas is speaking right now.
I wanted to continue and expand some of the time on police conduct. In Maryland, there was a case called Antoine Black. People may have seen it in the paper, where the family recently reached $1 million settlement for his death, which reminded a lot of people of the Floyd case. The legislation in Maryland moved forward in several different counties around police conduct, and we still have the continuing support monitoring of Kwame Nkrumah. So, and then we had two or three shootings in the district, one of which involved the police and a person named Kevin Sherrod, and there was questions about how he was shot. So this is a common theme that's linked with violence and how to control violence. So I wanted to raise that as, you know, maybe a 20-25 minute segment rather than the usual 10 minute segment. And then with Marsha, I think we can do it with Marsha, the police misconduct. And we're not doing the board at all. So we've done all the other board members.
New ones apparently.
Okay. And then Bill will be on with his segment of reporting on this LSB meeting.
Okay, so Boo, did you have anything else you wanted to say? We've got 2 minutes to community comment.
Yeah, I was just saying that whatever Thomas has already, I guess, clarified, I was saying if any ideas that you have from the board, just get in contact with me and I'll create that agenda with the meeting on the 26th, as Thomas will be hosting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
With that, we will open the floor to community members, non-LSB members who are in attendance. Timekeeper, I'm going to ask people to keep their remarks to 3 minutes each. You are welcome to identify yourself. You are not required to do so. If you are from out of the signal area, it would be nice to know what signal area or what area you are calling from. Who is... Miyuki. Miyuki, is that you?
Yes, thank you very much, Dennis. It took a minute for me to unmute. First of all, thank all of you all for your service. I served on the LSB. It's a lot of hard work for very little gratitude. So really, really thank you for showing your passion and support for WPFW by doing the good work you do. Secondly, thank you for the tickets for the Blues Festival. I don't recall ever having an experience where the LSB bought tickets ahead of time and offered to the programmers. It was very thoughtful and very generous, and it means a lot. Thank you so very much for that. And finally, let me congratulate you on the level of civility and respect you show each other. I had not been to a LSB meeting for some time. I know they've gotten significantly better once Arthur Maniac McCloud has taken over. But through your leadership as well, Dennis, it seems like everybody's listening and trying to stay within what stated parameters and are treating each other really well. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I wanted to, I had a statement prepared, but when I heard Jerry give his report, it threw everything off. First of all, Jerry has been talking about HD for 6 years now, and I've been waiting for the manifestation of the HD project, and it just hasn't happened. Secondly, and during that 6 years, if it's always been that way, that we don't know how much money we get monthly, and Julie, I thought that, Julie, that was a really legitimate question. It's a question I've been asking several of the staff members for years. How much of the subscriber money comes in on a monthly basis? How much do we rely upon? What is that stream? And in terms of just overall, you've been for 6 years. If it was like that at the beginning, Jerry's had 6 years to change the system. And why he goes along with a system that does not explain expenses and income, I don't understand. As a general manager, I think one should know how much money you have and how you can, go through $300,000 in a month. At least you'll be able to buy the closest rally off to the 100. You have an idea what that money is and where it's gone. And that is not, and he said he's got to do some things. We spent an hour and a half with him on Saturday asking these same questions. Today's Wednesday and he still doesn't have any answers. Mistakes are made. I love WPFW. I am grateful for my seat on Sundays. The audience has been tremendous. It is such a huge part of my life. I cannot, again, go to them and ask them for more money when I don't have a clear accounting of what happened to the money previous. I just can't do it. Because these people, they trust me. They love the show. They love WPFW. And I say, I promise that the money that you give us will be used judiciously and we will squeeze every bit out of every penny that we can. I no longer have the confidence of saying that. And two drives ago, someone sent me $7 on a credit card. And I was almost moved to tears because I don't want someone $7 on a credit card, you know, be different than getting medication or food or whatever else. The time. Money that you give us is precious. My time is up?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't get a warning. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Miyuki.
Can I get extra time from someone else or do we do that such thing anymore if I could just finish? No, it's okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Well, if we don't finish the whole, stick around. If we don't finish the whole half hour, we can
okay.
go back.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Marty?
Yeah, I had a question about the development committee. I'm wondering, have you been meeting? Because I sent an email, Kathleen, to see when you were going to meet. I'm wondering if you received that email message.
Yeah, may I respond, Chair?
Yes.
Yes, Marty, thank you very much for your interest. I do appreciate it. And the development committee has not yet met. I have been spending a lot of time on working with English Hudson, doing personal fundraising, and also trying to figure out the finances, which will be discussed during executive session. The development committee has not met yet. Part of my work is figuring out what exactly we can do, and in particular, can we raise money with any confidence and how the WPFW budget and finances are being managed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I do, even if it's a small group, Kathleen, for the record, I do urge you to, just to get a few more, eyes and ears and mouths, engaged in the work. And I know that you're doing an awful lot. It's better for the board if a couple more people, get immersed and trained and educated in what's going on. Sabu.
Yes, thank you. My question was concerning the development folks. I forgot the name. What, English Hudson or,
yes,
or whatever.
It.
I know they were talked about several months back. And
yes.
I was just not understand that Kathleen is involved with that. But is that going on as we speak, that they are present at the station? Or because, you know, I don't see or hear anything concerning them. You know, this is the first meeting that I sort of understand that they really exist and that they're at the station doing development. So if I could get a clarification on that. And how long they're going to be here and this and that.
Okay,
let
me
appreciate it.
I can answer that when you're ready.
That's it.
Yeah, yes. Let me just say that Katia did mention that in her report that the work is ongoing. She is up on the stack in two people, and I will let her respond more directly in addition to whatever else she wanted to say after we hear from call-in user two. Are you there, call-in user two?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I guess that's me. Hi, everyone. I wanted to discuss the issue of the elections. The elections, I think, in the last round cost upwards of $150,000. And in my view, it is not the best use of our money. We have three stations that are in serious trouble. the New York station, the Houston station, the LA station. The Houston station just moved, is preparing a new building into which they're going to be moving. Their building was closed prior to COVID because of mold and neglect over the same period of time. But folks are struggling to make payroll every 2 weeks. And as much as I actually want to run for my board, and as much as I'm a governance hound, I just don't think it's the first place we need to put money now. We just don't have it. There are provisions in the bylaws for when a person stays beyond the 3 years. In fact, if, and it's happened in D.C. at least once or twice, where there was not a quorum in an election. And the bylaws say in that case, the folks who are on the board, who would be, have the seats are up for election at any given time, right? So we have 24 people on the board, 12 in 1 year would be open. And then we do staggered elections. And then, maybe 2 years later, you would have the other 12 seats. If there wasn't a quorum, then instead of leaving or running, pursuant to a regular election format, those folks who would leave the board in December would just stay on until the next election. And I think that's what we need to do. It's not fatal to democracy. You know, sometimes we sort of fetishize that word. The people who are approaching their sixth year on the board must leave the board. That is the only thing that is absolute in terms you cannot stay on beyond your sixth year. And those vacancies are filled in the way all board vacancies are filled, using the runner-up list of the previous election. There were elections last year. In the case of staff, you didn't actually do a ballot because there were only three candidates and three seats. But in the case of the listeners, there are many people on the runners-up list. They would replace anyone who leaves now, whether the person leaves because they're approaching, you know, they meet their 6 years or because they move, people do that, or retire for health reasons or die or
20 seconds left.
Thanks. There actually is a process. We're not going to end up with Julie Heath, let's say, being unable to be filled. Go to the runners up list. It's in the bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Katia, if you would like to respond to Sabu's inquiry, and then you can also have your full 3 minutes to say what you were going to say.
Okay, I honestly don't remember what I was going to say, but I will respond to Sabu. Yeah, I gave this report earlier, Sabu. They began with us on May 17th. First of all, they do not work in our office. English Hudson has their own consulting firm. They have their own offices. They are, however, gifted their work. So we meet with them weekly. I'm the representative for WPFW, and Kathleen works with me with English Hudson. We started with them on May 17th. And unfortunately, we were able to do well. They did social media campaign for our Prince Day, which did very well, raised $29,000 in one day. And then we had a $10,000 matching, raised $19,000. And then we had a $10,000 matching grant for that day. So we raised $29,000 on that day. And then they helped us with a QR code that people scan to find out more about WPFW at the Poor People's Campaign March. But the deep work, the development work, they were not able to do because we lost 2 months because instead of it staying with PFW, it was taken to Pacifica National. And so we lost
30 seconds.
Okay, we lost 2 months of critical time. They're still with us now. I think they'll be with us at least through mid-November because they are helping us plan this gala. I hope that helps.
Good. Thank you. And
all right, thank you.
All right, let me see, I guess Miyuki, we're back to you. You have another 3 minutes.
Thank you very much. Anita, if you could please give me a 1 minute warning, I'd appreciate that.
I got you, Miyuki.
Thank you. Okay, so
I was ready to quit WPFW. I was planning to quit. I was talking to my friends. I couldn't take it anymore because we have these multiple drives and we're doing nothing differently to change that paradigm, that we have to keep going to the audience and ask, making them the ATM. There was nothing in, increasing our streams of incomes. I was so happy when I heard about English Hudson. I had hope again and I said, oh good, we finally have a $50,000 gift that can put us on, you know, the playing field with all the other people and at least will get us out of doing this one thing over and over again. I was shocked when I heard that Jerry did not embrace it. I could not believe it. I met with him personally just to understand. So that information's got to be wrong. And anyway, but there was it did not go as it should have gone. English Hudson, we're 2 months behind. It doesn't make any sense. We're going to have a drive starting on the 20th because that's what Jerry's mandating. But as a leader, he hasn't said anything to the programmers. Okay, we've got 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks to get this drive on its feet. Will you? I just saw people put in the comments section that you would be willing to help getting the gifts out. He had not developed a committee to say, okay, Ned, we got to get these gifts out before we have this drive. Can you get a team together either from the LSB or from the programmers? Let's get make that happen. He hasn't talked to someone else and said, look, Mrs. Turner's doing this Blues Fest along with the LSB. Let's make sure we can maximize every dollar from that. What are some of the ideas? Let's implement those. He's not taking a leadership position and making sure that we can win at this stuff. The Pacifica, you know, he talked about the fact that Mo was working for someone else when we have so many needs at our station. And he, as a leader, it doesn't make sense to me to loan out anybody and have Pacifica pay us back because Pacifica is not going to be in the position to do so. The reason why Ned is leaving me from what I understand is leaving WPFW and Pacifica. Ned is leaving because we owe them $90,000. So why would you lend out your resources? That's not true, Julie. Okay. I don't know why Ned is leaving. That's what I had heard. It was, if that's incorrect, I'm sorry.
We did pay them.
1 minute.
Okay.
1 minute.
Thank you, Nita. And so my concern is that I have no longer any faith in Jerry as a leader, as a manager of our resources, and a person who I can, you know, again, put my hand out, ask for money to pay for someone who's not doing their job and who's making me go to this audience again and again and again. I asked the LSB, I asked Jerry 5 years ago, please get a development director in place. I don't know what else to say other than that. You know, have a nonprofit without a development director doesn't make sense. So that's most of it. I can't think of the other stuff, but I thank you for your time and attention. I please take some action because he's driving us into the ground.
Thank you, Miyuki. Anita, I see your hand, but this time it's supposed to be for non-board members. Did you have a question? Anita?
No, never mind.
Okay.
I can bring it up later.
Okay, call-in user two, are you back for more? Your hand is still up.
Oh, that's because I was on a phone, but I can certainly say okay. Something else.
Okay.
I have a question. I was thrilled when I heard that you guys had gotten some development assistance because I know in Pacifica we tend to use the term development for people who are really doing a lot of membership work. And we haven't really had anybody who can really dedicate themselves to raising off-air funds. So I am confused about how your gift, your grant got loaned to the national office, and I would ask what does national the ED has a heavy fundraising background is what I had heard when she was hired in was it January, but I don't think any money has come in through her auspices, and I think I heard her say that she's written 3 grants so far. And all 3 were things that were brought to her by other staff people or by listeners. So what is English Hudson supposed to be teaching her? And do you know if there have been any results?
Well, let me just say.
Would you like me to answer that, please?
Yes, but first I'm just going to say that the English Hudson initiative is not a Pacifica initiative. They're not working with the ED. This is working specifically with WPFW.
I'm sorry. I thought I just heard somebody say they were last.
Well, I think what happened was that there was at one point part of the delay was that Pacifica got involved in terms of, I guess, where the money was supposed to go for a bit, and there was some confusion there, but it was never a Pacifica thing. That I believe had something to do with the confusion, but this is purely a WPFW initiative. It does not involve the ED. Is that correct, Kathleen?
Thank you.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. The difficulty emerged. A donor made a grant to a restricted grant to WPFW. The grant restricted to purchasing a set of services from English Hudson. So it was pretty much that simple. Unfortunately, confusion reigned from NETA specifically, and probably our treasurer, somehow saying that no, this couldn't happen, a restricted grant WPFW to do certain things. And part of the issue was there was some lying going on and a failure to communicate clearly, which is why there was almost a month delayed. Finally, the donor had to retract the funds that had been made available to WPFW because Pacifica was demanding a contract and invoices and all kinds of other stuff. So it's pretty clear that Pacifica does not understand how nonprofits can do some fundraising. So at this point, the initiative is being funded privately by a donor, and Katia is coordinating, and I am coordinating as a member of the development committee, the services that English Hudson are providing to WPFW. Thank you.
Nick Arena for the SAC.
Yes, Nick.
Okay. I want to speak directly about the English Hudson contract that's being spoken about. English Hudson was attempting to be in a contractual relationship with WPFW Pacifica. That requires the review of the CFO.
This is not true, Dennis. This is not true. This is not true. I am not going to stand for this. This is not true.
You do not
interrupt. I'm sorry. This is not true.
Kathleen, rebuttal is one thing you do not.
No, it's
not. Kathleen needs to raise a point of order. And Dennis, you know the process well.
Yeah. Are you raising a point of order, Kathleen? All right, Nick, continue.
To be able to do that, the executive director and the CFO wanted to see the scope
Dennis,
of work
I
that
can't
was going
talk.
To be performed.
Okay, thank yes. you. I'm raising a point of order.
What is your point of order, Ted?
My point of order is what the treasurer is saying is wrong.
What rule is being broken?
What rule is being broken? Lying? Yeah. Maybe that's a rule? That a rule?
That is an accusation, and we're not doing personal accusations.
Then don't allow Nick Arena to characterize what happened when he is not being correct.
Kathleen, then you ask for time and give your side.
Oh, please. There's no side. There's either the truth or not.
Stop.
Kathleen, all right, fine.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. May I raise a point of order? Yes, Ms. Malloy is breaking all the rules of our standard rules of communication
kind of
behavior, and you might consider imposing some of those penalties. Just a reminder.
Yep. I'm going to do a warning. Kathleen, do not interrupt again. You will not be allowed to speak for the duration of the meeting.
Chair, point of information, please.
Yes.
What is the process if a member hears information with which they disagree? What is the process for them to set the record straight?
You ask to be recognized.
Okay. All right. So the member could just offer their point of view by asking to be recognized.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nick.
Dennis, should I restart with Mr. Nick on his time since he was interrupted, or should I continue Continue.
Yes. No, you can restart.
His time gets recovered.
Yeah, you restart, please, Anita.
Got it. Restarting his time.
Okay. So, the executive director and the CFO wanted to review the scope of work. It took time to receive a scope of work or an idea of that contract. And then ultimately the donor decided that they would fund the contract themselves, not have it be between WPFW and English Hudson, but between the donor and the organization. And in addition, there needed to be certain agreements regarding confidentiality and non-disclosure between all the parties involved, the donor, the fundraising organization, and Pacifica. And that was necessary because the firm wanted our database of our donors, wanted confidential information about our donors, and we need to have confidentiality agreements in place for those types of things. That's just common business practice. Originally, the donor wanted to make the donation to the station and have the station make the payment. But without a contract, we were not able to do that. So the donor created the contract between the two parties. The $50,000 that's been bandied about is the amount that the firm is going to provide services up to, roughly that amount. And it wasn't that they gave the money to the station. They provided the funds to English Hudson to do the work. So it's considered a donation in kind to the station as a non-cash in-kind donation for these services. The delay was largely due to the lack of contracts and lack of confidentiality and disclosure information. The executive director of Pacifica and the CFO were involved because of the size of the contract, and in signing for Pacifica, they needed that to be reviewed by them. This is common practice. That's what occurred.
Thank you. Katia. Can I see your hand up?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I'm sorry. I just need to respond because actually I've been here from the very beginning with English Hudson. So Nick is right that WPFW was given $55,000, not 50, $55,000 to pay for the services of English Hudson. The grant or that donation was earmarked only to work with that organization. In other words, they weren't giving WPFW just $55,000. So, before that happened, we met with Jerry to talk about it. He made certain promises that he did not follow through on, right? So we just have to say that, and Jerry will say that himself. I think he already apologized for some of the delay. So then we met with English Hudson, and still at this juncture, we were thinking that we were going with what Jerry, Kathleen, and myself had discussed. It wasn't until English Hudson submitted their first invoice where it was made very clear that no, we cannot continue with them. They have to have a contract with Pacifica. So we, you know, went back and forth. I don't know why there was a delay in getting the scope of work, because Jerry had that from the very beginning. He was sent that just like I was. We were both copied on the same email. So he had it from the beginning, as did I. So he should have been able to turn that over to Pacifica immediately. The non-disclosure agreement that Pacifica also asked for later, and of course that makes perfect sense because we are giving sensitive information to them, I finally had to call Arthur Schwartz, the Pacifica attorney, and I asked him, I said, Arthur, they are saying we need this non-disclosure agreement. Do you have it? He was like, I sent it to Julia 2 weeks ago. So Julia just sat on it for 2 weeks while we're wasting time. Jerry didn't follow up. Nick didn't follow up on the non-disclosure agreement. We're just sitting there. So then I said, Arthur, can you send it to me? And is it okay if I send it to English Hudson? And he said, yes, you can copy me. I sent it to them to sign, and I sent it back to Julia, to Stephanie, to Jerry, to everybody. So it wasn't just the contractual thing took time. No, people said they were going to go one way, and they went another way. And that wasted time. That's it.
Thank you. Miyuki, I see your hand again. I've given you 6 minutes already, but since we technically have, I think, 2 minutes left in community comment, I'm going to give you one more minute.
Thank you very much, Chair. I appreciate it. I just wanted to say one last thing about Jerry. He's a nice guy. He's very affable. He gives you the answer you want to hear in that moment, but he is not effective in leadership. He's not effective in following through. And this is not, you know, Miyuki on a one-man thing against Jerry. That's not it. I want WPFW to be strong. I want WPFW to flourish. And we just can't keep going this way. And that's, he admitted 4 different mistakes during his statement that shouldn't have been mistakes. I mean, everyone can make mistakes, but his are very, very costly. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you all. I'm done.
Thank you. Thus endeth community comment. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. We are going to pick up the agenda with the community outreach report.
Okay. I sent out the report. I hope that everyone received it. I'm not going to dwell on everything that was written in the report. I'll just give a synopsis, a brief summary of the topics that we discussed. The first one was the Harriet Tubman bus trip. That was created by Minerva Sanders. And she worked hard at getting it done, but unfortunately, we did not get enough communication with management. We were told that the development, we got a grant from the development. Any, I don't know who the grant was from. It was stated, but I can't remember. So they were kind of supposed to take over the off-air fundraisers. So that's what happened with the Harriet Tubman bus trip. We're expecting the development people to help us out. But at any rate, we're trying to have it next year, and hopefully we'll have better communication, collaboration with management and make it successful if we're able to do it. But we're certainly trying to get it done because it was a very it was a good idea that Minerva had, and we hope to do it next year. The Blues Festival is on. It looks very promising. Some people said that they did not mind us sending them tickets and flyers to distribute. If there are more people who want tickets and flyers, please let the chair know, and he can let us know, and we can send you out the tickets and flyers. We're going to have 4 people performing, well, 4 groups performing, and it's a big affair, and we're hoping that if you are not able to make it, you can at least contribute. That would be a great help. In the past, LSB members sold at least 5 tickets. So if you, there are 2 members of the outreach committee who volunteer to buy tickets and give them to programmers to distribute to some of their listeners. But, the program director said that would kind of, it wouldn't be a good idea because it may not have, it may have people who, did not get a ticket for free decide not to contribute to the affair. So what Katia said it would be best to do is the tickets that were bought by some of the outreach members will be distributed to programmers, so that they would be more encouraged to come to the event. So that's what's going to happen with the tickets. 14 tickets were, purchased by 2 outreach committee members. So we hope that you all will support the Blues Festival. The newsletter has been put on hold indefinitely.
Kathleen wants to speak again.
I'm not finished.
Be careful.
When we're done with the report.
No, I'm not finished.
She wasn't done with the report.
I said when we're done with the report, I see your hand
okay.
is up.
Okay. All right. The newsletter has been put off indefinitely. And a lot of it has to do with, it's a lot going on. And management has a lot of things to take care of. And we are told that they didn't have time. The PD doesn't have time to edit, whatever Arthur Highland wrote. So we don't know when we'll be able to get the newsletter out. It was supposed to be done on a quarterly basis. However, we're not sure when it's going to be done. So it's on hold for a while, but I want to commend Art, and I also want to commend Minerva for hanging in there and trying to just bring WPFW on a higher level and help promote it. The people on the outreach committee are very dedicated to fulfilling the mission of the outreach committee, so I want to thank them for all their hard work, all of them. Okay. The annual 5K walk run is scheduled for the 10th of September. So far, we're able to have teachers to teach line dancing, double dutch, tai chi, yoga, and meditation. We hope to have our second double dutch contest for seniors. That went over well last year. It's at the Bladensburg Waterfront Park. It's a really nice park with a lake. You can go canoeing. It has a 5K trail, and people really enjoyed it last year. So the price is $35, which is excellent for all of the free events that are going on. All the food is contributed by certain organizations, Trader Joe's, Safeway, and a few other organizations. So everything is free. Well, the classes and the food is free and the water. And lastly, we want to have a town hall. It's overdue. We're supposed to have two a year, so we're trying to have one in October. And we called People's Plymouth Congregational Church to ask if we could use their facility, because we did that a few years back. Reverend Hagler is the pastor, so he had no problems with us having the town hall there. So hopefully we can use it again. Also, we're looking at other facilities. So that's it for the outreach committee. I don't know if any of the other committee members want to say anything.
Dennis, can I make a comment?
Yes.
This is Anita, and I'm on the outreach committee, and I find it very discouraging when we have a newsletter that is trying to get out and staff of PFW tells us they have no time to look at it. We don't want to put out bad information. We just want to get some information out there so that all eyes and ears are on WPFW. But when staff say that they don't have time to just glance at something just to make sure that the information on it is correct, that's kind of disconcerting. It's also disconcerting that I'm calling you from Portugal right now because I wanted to be on this call, that I was donating tickets for the Blues Festival, but I wanted it to go out to the community because they are listening, and you want to do a fun ride, you want to take from this community, but you don't want to give anything. That doesn't seem fair to me, especially when times are as tough as they are. I was one that was going, because I won't be there for the Blues Fest, I was donating tickets, but when I heard that we can't give the tickets to the programmers to call in and give as a giveaway, that was too disconcerting. It took 2 weeks for us to find out whether or not we could, whether it was an idea. These things, this unresponsiveness of the staff WPFW is not very, it's not a good look. We're here to support you, to support the staff, but We need some action. We need someone who can be responsive to what we need, what our needs are. Our goal is to get information and get eyes on WPFW. We can't do that if we don't have the staff to help us out.
Thank you. Actually, I have a question also about the Blues Festival tickets, but I'm going to wait my turn. We will hear first from Kathleen, then Vanessa, then Katia and Minerva. Kathleen, you have the floor.
I had a clarification regarding the bus trip. I think I heard you say that management, perhaps you can be more specific, said that it couldn't be done because some other development work was being done. So I just was trying to understand exactly what you felt you heard and from whom.
Yeah, I can answer that, Kathleen. We were told that we got a grant from development and that they would be kind of taking over the off-air fundraiser. So he couldn't really give us an approval until the development people let us know how they were going to handle off-air fundraisers.
So that was Jerry who told you that?
Yes.
Okay, and of course that was not true. Thank you. Another story.
Could you tell me what was true?
Well, Jerry has nothing to do with English Hudson, nothing whatsoever to do with English Hudson. And I can't tell you why he somehow said that English Hudson and their work had something to do with your proposed bus trip. So that's why I'm saying that. The English Hudson work had nothing to do with what you were asking about. Thank you.